Okay, here's a question. Do foreign cars pose a threat to U.S. national security? President Trump apparently wants that investigated, and if it's found they do, the Trump administration could impose tariffs on imported autos. A tariff is basically a tax on imports. It's a tool the Trump administration seems to like using. So far, they've imposed tariffs on steel, aluminum, and washing machines, and have been threatening a lot more. Back in January, the administration imposed tariffs of 30% on imported solar cells and modules. It was aimed at Chinese and other Asian competitors. The World's Jason Margolis has this update.
Cypress Creek Renewables builds and manages large-scale solar farms across the U.S. They sell their power to utilities. CEO Matt McGovern says it's very difficult, if not impossible, to find all the solar equipment they need from U.S. manufacturers. So he has to turn to Asia.
Malaysia, Vietnam, South Korea, some out of China.
Since January, those imports have come with a 30% tax.
It's been meaningful. The impact direct for us has been the cancellation or delay of, you know, around a gigawatt and a half of projects.
That could have supplied power to about 250,000 households. Abigail Hopper, the CEO of the Solar Energy Industries Association, says the U.S. solar industry is putting off a lot of projects this year because of the tariffs.
So what does that translate to in terms of jobs? We think about 23,000 jobs will either be lost, actual people will lose their jobs, or jobs that won't be created. So otherwise, companies would have grown and would have invested in their workforce, and they're not going to do that now because of the impact of these tariffs.
Hopper's association is working with a bipartisan group in Congress to repeal the tariffs. She's not optimistic. Hopper says their best chance could be when the United States International Trade Commission reevaluates the tariffs in 2 years.
2 years is an awfully long time. And the worst part about it is that it's just opportunity lost. It is opportunity lost for no apparent gain.
Not everybody agrees with that. Two American companies argued last year that Chinese-owned firms were engaged in unfair competition, oversupplying the U.S. with solar cells and modules that have been heavily subsidized by the Chinese government. They argued that China's solar strategy has nearly wiped out American manufacturing. The Obama administration had put tariffs on solar imports from China. The Trump administration broadened them because China was getting around the duties by setting up shop in other nations. One of the two companies that brought last year's trade case was Oregon-based Solar World Americas. A month ago, the Silicon Valley-based company SunPower bought it. SunPower CEO Tom Werner said the tariffs made the American factory an attractive acquisition.
So it was catalyzed by that. I felt it was better to swim with the current, so to speak.
So now SunPower owns a factory in Oregon. But remember, big companies like SunPower, they're global. SunPower is majority owned by the French company Total. SunPower also builds solar cells in the Philippines and Malaysia. And Werner said that their Asian manufacturing, that isn't relocating to Oregon.
The challenge of moving large-scale manufacturing anywhere is that you've invested, in our case, over $1 billion, and you've not gotten the full return on that investment.
So if SunPower now manufactures in Asia and Oregon, where does that leave Werner on the tariff question?
I'd say that my experience as an operator of a company is that tariffs are difficult to work. They get implemented quickly, and then they're super hard to react to, and so they distort the market. So I'd have to say, as an operator, I find them difficult.
He says his company is now paying between $1.5 and $2 million a week on import tariffs. Werner adds that tariffs focus on yesterday's battle.
I think the objective should be to win in the next wave of innovation in solar, which is the integration of solar with batteries.
MJ Hsiao agrees that tariffs are a, quote, fairly crude way to encourage American manufacturing. Hsiao researches renewables and emerging technologies at the research and consulting firm Wood Mackenzie. The new solar tariffs phase out over 4 years. Hsiao says the U.S. needs a long-term vision.
You know, these other countries like China have invested in their manufacturers, whereas in the U.S., we don't really have a clear and coherent solar manufacturing policy.
And remember, the argument over solar tariffs isn't just about jobs. It's also about climate change. Hsiao says that as solar imports become more expensive, fewer get installed. And that could mean continued reliance on fossil fuels in the short term and more greenhouse gas pollutants in the atmosphere. For the world, I'm Jason Margolis.